Hello everyone, and welcome to Minute 15 of Season 12 of Movie Around Minute, the daily podcast, where we dig our way through the 1994 not award-winning film.
I know. Sad.
Shawshank Redemption, 1 minute at a time. I'm Rob, and join me once again to talk about this amazing movie that was slated so much back in 1994 is Lisa Leahy, who is currently on sabbatical from podcasting. Welcome back once again, Lisa.
Always happy to leave my cozy hibernation to chat with you, Rob.
I'm very happy to hear that. You know, maybe you'll even get to find out the second belief.
Who knows? I was able to wait. I was able to hold out and wait until now.
24 hours. That's pretty impressive. So Minute 15 begins with Norton finishing his thought and ends with Red beginning to explain things. Mm-hmm. So Norton left things yesterday by saying he's got two beliefs. I believe in discipline. And today we get to hear him say, and the Bible.
Here, shocking.
That's right. Completely shocking. Here, you'll receive both. Put your trust in the Lord. Your ass belongs to me. Welcome to Shawshank.
That's a way to put a period on a sentence. My goodness.
Seriously.
And he's like smirking when he says it. Like, this guy is in for the pain. And then he turns around and goes back into the dark. Like, ugh.
Well, again, we know that he is the devil.
Yes. Well, it's interesting too, because, like, you know, he's the devil, but dear God, is Hadley scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know,
at the end, Hadley starts crying like a baby. So, you know.
Right. Oh my God.
So he knows
Hadley's stature reminds me. So it's like, it's always weird for me watching this movie, because I have a friend whose father was a prison guard. And he's got that same height. He's got similar look to, what the hell is the actor's name who plays? Clancy Brown. Clancy Brown.
Right.
He kind of looks a little like him, but he's not the son of a bitch that Hadley is. So it's like, I always see him and it makes me think of my friend's dad. And then it's like, you know, Hadley opens his mouth and it's like, no, that's not him.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
No. Definitely not.
That would be very scary to go visit your friend.
My God, seriously.
Not necessarily something you want to do.
Nope.
For obvious reasons. And at this point, I mean, it's very interesting that Norton is talking this way. You know, because he talks as if he's holier than thou type of thing. And then,
yeah,
and by saying put your trust in the Lord, and then he goes, your ass belongs to me, which doesn't fit in with it.
Again, like, he is putting himself in a high ranking position. Like, he is absolutely breaking some of his own commandments there.
Yeah. But it's interesting the way that they present it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because,
I mean, Gunton does an incredible job.
Yeah. No question about it. I mean, yesterday we saw he looks away when Hadley's going to do his damage and things like that. You know, and like here, nope, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
You know, your ass belongs to me.
It's not going to be good, that is for sure.
Nope, not at all. And it's something that you need to be aware of what's going to be happening here.
And they're never going to have a chance to, like, have the slightest idea of what's ahead. Like, you kind of know what's going to happen, but you do not know. You have absolutely no clue.
Right. Which I think scary. Is good. I think it's good the way that they do that. I mean, in the novella, there are three different wardens that are used. And mm-hmm. I like the idea that they decided to just keep the same warden, even though Andy's going to be there for decades.
Yeah. Well, that would be too complicated. You know, I just feel like this is more streamlined. Plus, you can set up that duality of Norton and Hadley with Andy and Red, you know?
Right. Well, again, but that's part of the whole idea that you know, here we're gonna watch a almost 2.5 hour movie, so you don't need to, you know, start changing some of the characters along the way because it's not necessary. You know,
Right.
and it makes Norton more of a villain if he's there the whole time.
Oh,
You know, it's not as
totally.
if every, you know, it's not as if they're gonna say every warden is gonna be, you know, the villain. It's that Norton is the villain. He's this one
Right.
guy, you know, who's using this.
Yes, for sure.
And
And it makes that point when, you know, Andy wins this huge, like, it makes an absolute, this is a guy who you can't possibly get one over on me. You are like, I am smarter than you. There is no chance that you could do anything in my prison. And, you know, it's the ultimate screw you in the end, you know, in more ways than one.
And I mean, and that's
I won't steal the thunder of those people.
that's right. But that's what Andy was attempting to do.
Absolutely.
You know, as far as he's concerned, that's what he wants. He wanted to outfox the fox, you know, that type of thing. And you know, Norton didn't expect it. And that's why
No.
it works so
Oh
well.
my God, yeah.
You know, from the whole thing. And as you said, he just like steps back and disappears back into the into the dark. Now I like that you can clearly see on his lapel that he has a cross, and when he holds up you know the Bible, you can see it's the King James Version. And again, he's portraying himself as a man of faith. Whether he is or isn't, you know, we'll have to watch the next 2 hours of this movie
Good.
to find out. But
You won't wait too long.
no, not at all. And then Hadley just goes, unhook him,
Ugh.
which again
Get the
makes
hose.
sense. And then
My
we see
goodness.
someone turn on a hose, and then you know, for Lisa, we get to see a shot of a kissing Tim Robbins. You know, thankfully only from the waist up. You know,
Hey, you know what? I mean, if you're gonna get some eye candy from a prison movie, I mean, that's where you're gonna get
okay, all right, fair enough. And we see he gets completely sprayed, and you
Yeah.
know he you can tell that they should have given him a haircut beforehand.
Right.
You know, it's
I'm kind of surprised they don't.
exactly. I maybe
And it also seems like the fire hose isn't powerful enough. Like you expect it's gonna like blast him into that cage, but it doesn't really.
well, because the point is to just get rid of any type of lice or mitts or things like
Right.
that are on, you know, it's for sanitation purposes. They're not trying to just
Yeah.
torture him. I mean,
Well,
obviously.
why not? Take another moment, you know?
Okay, but apparently the way that they're doing it is I guess a little more humane. I a little more.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean the using the hose is a form of punishment also.
Right.
You know.
Right, it's true. And then the powder, they just like plop into him, like right in the eyes.
Exactly.
I mean, that's gotta be awful because, like, you've got the water already dripping in your eyes, and now this, pa your eyes are guaranteed wrecked. Like, you're stinging at this point.
That's right. And then the guard screams at him and goes, "That's enough. Move to the end of the cage." And then when he finishes there, they turn around, and they go de-louse him. And then you see one of the another one of the inmates that his job is to basically throw the de-lousing powder, the DDT or whatever insecticide they're using, onto Andy. And again, it's done very unceremoniously, the way that
Right.
it's like, you know, partially on his face and, you know, things like that. And
Gets right in the eyes, and that's going to wreck your eyesight for a bit.
that's
That's
right.
going to
Not
sting.
pleasant at all. from
No.
any perspective that you want to look at here. You know, they
But then you get a moment, there's like a moment of
where they
humanity,
give them the, where they
like
give them their
from these,
handkerchief to wipe his face.
yeah, the other inmate gives him like that towel, and he actually starts by wiping his face off a little
Correct.
bit. You know, it's kind of a nice moment.
Now, obviously, one of the reasons that they do this is the idea that you need to break these men as quickly as possible. So you just
Oh,
humiliate
yeah.
them as much as you can. And the first thing you do is you strip them naked, you start spraying them with water, you throw delousing powder on them, and then what do you do after that? You make them walk through the entire prison
My God.
with no clothes on. You
Naked.
know, just
That's crazy.
And but before you know, before we get into the general population, so we have a point where the guard then gives another more instructions to Andy, and he goes, move out of the cage, go left, and then he goes, pick up your clothes and Bible. So it's nice that they're giving out Bibles.
Of course. Well, what else are they going to read while they're in there? Not some sort of you know, scandalous, blasphemous, secular garbage.
That's true. Well, you know, they do have a library that we know.
Yeah, like a box in a corner somewhere.
How much do you think it would have cost back in 1947 to buy a King James Version Bible?
$2.30.
Okay, so if you wanted a cloth-bound one in 1947, that would be about $1.50, and a hardback would
Okay.
be $3.50.
All right. Well, I'm in the middle somewhere.
Right, so I mean, what's interesting is the you know I saw an article here that talks about the economics of the film. You know, so if
Okay.
you take the Bible and you say, okay, a mid-range would be about 250, right? And a carton of cigarettes cost anywhere between $1.75 and $2, right? So basically, a
Wow.
Bible was worth a full carton of cigarettes. Plus, you know, plus a little more, you know, that type of thing.
Interesting.
And the fact that Norton is giving out Bibles shows that they're being very cheap. Because instead of giving them a carton of cigarettes, they're giving them a Bible for this pretty much the same price, more or less.
Well, the cigarettes are a vice. He's not going to engage in sin with them.
Yeah, sure. That's that. Definitely, but
Yes, sure.
yeah, that's definitely where Norton is thinking.
Yeah.
Exactly. And
Yep. And it's not like he's paying for it. That's coming out of the prison
no,
budget.
but he needs to work on the prison budget. He can't just take
True.
whatever, you know, he doesn't want to overspend. He wants to keep the money, you know,
True.
for you know, was it more bars, more guards, more books? No, sorry, more bars. More guards, more guns. I think that's what they said. Not more books, for sure not.
Yeah, no, we don't need
That's
them
right. And
thinking.
looking at inflation, how much do you think a $2.50 Bible it would be would cost today?
Yeah, I'm trying to 23 and change.
$35.
Oh my goodness. That's a thing.
And at this point, you know, we get to see the men start getting into general population, and they purposely lead off with number five, you know,
Yep. This poor guy.
the guy that Haywood chose to be his horse.
His
That's
pick.
right.
Yep.
And you know, they show that you know, these guys all still have the delousing powder
The
all
powder.
over their bodies, you know, in their hair. Nobody cares.
Nope.
You know, and you see that they're carrying their each of them is carrying their packet of clothes and boots, all of them holding them pretty much over their stomach to cover their privates at the same point.
Yep.
And
That is definitely what they're doing. They don't want
to
make sure
again, nothing's goes back to the idea of dehumanizing these men. And what a better way to do that than to, you know, make them just come out stark naked in front of everybody. But again, it goes back to the cyclical way that, you know, all the other prisoners have gone through this exact same thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is just checking things off a list at this point.
That's right. That's right. And it makes sense. But again, it's, you know, as we'll talk about Monday with my next guest, the idea here is that these guys have all gone through this themselves.
This is routine for the guards. Like, this is just one more thing I have to do before I can go home for the night. Whereas these new inmates, or this is the first time, and they're scared out of their minds, and nobody cares, because for them it's just, you know, a day that ends in
Y. Every day ends in Y.
I like pulling that one on students. Takes them a minute.
Well, it makes sense. You could say a day that ends with A.
Yep. I could.
That works too. And, you know, as these men start walking, so we start getting more of a narration from Red. And he goes, "The first night." And then he gets cut off.
So, he does.
So people are going to have to come back on Monday to listen to my next guest talk about what happens on that first night. And we're not talking about the Richard here.
It's
we're not talking
about the Richard week.
Here. You know, Lancelot movie. Very different first night than you would have expected.
Yes.
All right. So, Lisa, is there anything else you wanted say about this particular minute or about Shawshank in general?
I am good. I am good. This is a fun, well, fun. This is an interesting couple of minutes to talk about.
Again, you chose it.
I did.
You might not have thought it through,
it
but you
out.
Chose it.
Yep. What's the matter? You couldn't read my mind?
No. And, you know, all wives think their husbands can read their minds and they're all wrong also.
I'm usually very good about that, but I dropped the ball on this one. No, the problem is I tell my husband the things and then it still doesn't quite get done because he doesn't check text messages.
Okay.
It's really funny. Like, I'll text him something and I get no response. And it's like, I see him and we talk about it and whatever. And then the next day he'll reply to that text message. I'm like, we've already covered this. You don't have to reply.
Well, it's good that you, you know, that you don't get upset at him about the fact that he didn't see it the day before.
No.
You know.
It's a silly thing. At this point, I just kind of understand how things are. I'm going to pick. That's not a battle that's worth fighting because nothing's going to change it.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so today's segment is called Weekend Break, where my guests will give their top five movies about prison breaks.
Yes. Well, I kind of played the game bit on this one. I have one. Because I pulled Guardians of the Galaxy.
Because
I like that.
But that does have a prison break.
So early sequence with that.
About a prison break. It's a movie that features a prison break.
Oh, good. Good. Well, there's that one. And the first one that came to mind, not like the top of my list, but the first one that came to mind was Escape Plan with Sylvester Stallone and Schwarzenegger. Which is just a hilarious and very silly movie that I enjoy quite a bit. There's like a few others that come after that, like some sequels, but they are not good. But that first one is fun. It's like the Expendables, you know, it's like you get these big stars in the movies together so they can just goof off with each other. And that's what Escape Plan is. So I enjoyed that quite a bit. The Fugitive, which I think, of course, I expect that one's going to come up quite a bit. Just that it's such a great movie, but I love Tommy Lee Jones in it, which I think most people do. It's why he won the award for it.
I don't care.
I don't care. Yeah, that amazing line. And then Cube, I'm pulling Cube as a prison escape movie.
It is.
Yeah, I think so too. But I don't know how many people are
I'm
going to go in
pretty
that
sure you'll agree.
direction. So I'd love to hear if it comes up more.
That doesn't matter. It Lisa is the one that go that's going in that direction.
That's right. And the Japanese remake of it, not that great. So don't worry about that version. Just stick to the Canadian original. Another film that I championed to the movie of the month for the Lambcast.
There you
So
go.
you can go check me out on that episode. And then I have to go with the silliness that is Con Air because I just love that movie so much. And I don't care who knows it. I don't care if people think it's a bad movie. I don't care that John Cusack hates that movie. I do not care. It is a fantastic film with so many incredible characters and performances. And it's just so much fun. I
Well,
love
what
it.
you should care about is the fact that Jay and Mark will be very happy that you've chosen that.
I was so bummed. I don't think I was able to get in on that when they did that one. Yeah, so like I just think that movie is way too much fun. So I love it. I love serious actors being in ridiculous films. It's so great.
All right, and now we will play the first of two games.
Yes.
Our first of two daily games. The first one we will be playing is Name That Book Adaptation. So
Yes.
let's spin the wheel and see if Lisa gets one that she knows. Hopefully she will.
Fingers crossed.
The original title of this 1971 film is I Am Legend.
Oh, so that's The Last Man on Earth.
No, it's known as
Oh, I
The
know. Wait,
Omen.
wait, 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 wait. I'll do it. Hang on. So you've got I Am Legend, which is by Matheson, which was made into a movie with Vincent Price called The Last Man on Earth. And then when Will Smith remade it in whenever that was, he named it I Am Legend. So you're going to give me the Charlton Heston thing. What the hell is that one called? Ah, what is it called? I know what it is. I should get credit for Vincent Price. It's the something man. Hang on.
And you would be correct. You have to figure out what that
Oh, what is
something
it?
is.
Oh God, because I've never seen it. And all I can think of right now is Bicentennial Man, and that's not it.
No.
God, I don't know what it's called. I know it when you say it, I'm gonna be like, oh yeah.
It is a Greek number.
It's a Greek number. That doesn't help. It's not help. Oh, God. I know it. I do know it. It's just not coming to me now.
Okay, yeah, do you remember Revenge of the Nerds?
Yes.
And what was the name of the female sorority
The Alpha. Oh, the Alpha. Alpha Mu.
No.
Oh, the other one.
The Mu's. What were the Mu's?
Delta? Delta Mu?
No.
Why can't I remember this?
The Omega Mu's.
Oh, Omega Man. Yeah, there it is. Okay.
Yes, the Omega Man.
I it's like I knew what it I yeah. I've never seen it.
Okay.
Damn it. Yep.
You have a good excuse if you've never seen it. There you go.
It was impressive that I could give you every last detail around that film, except the one
Except
you
for the
actually
word
needed.
Omega. Omega. Right. Okay. That's still
That's
very impressive.
that is very par for the course for me.
That's okay, Lisa. You have
That is
done
on
yourself
brand.
justice with it. There you go.
I can't get the right answer, but I can give you all kinds of other crap around it.
Okay. That's still entertaining. That's the way it should be, right? All right, and now we will play the second game that Lisa hates,
Not
called
good at
High
this
Low.
game.
You see, it's the last time you have to play it. You just get three of these, and then you're done. You're done.
Okay.
I just realized that it's possible that these numbers have changed since I did my research a few weeks ago.
That could be.
I'm still going with what I locked in. How's that? I'm not
I
gonna
don't
go
think
check them
anybody's
again.
going to give you any grief.
You never know. You never know. Someone might
You'll know
actually
if somebody's
start checking.
cheating, though.
That's true. That's true. Okay, so the first one is the 1980 film Ordinary People.
Ooh, that's a good one. 94%.
89.
Come on. 7.4.
7.7. Okay, close, close, close. All right, let's spin the wheel for your next one. Okay, now you get the 1957 film that Jay had hoped would be season 12, 12 Angry Men.
Ooh, that's a good one. 97%.
100%.
That makes sense. I'm fine with being wrong on that one. 9.1.
9.0.
Okay.
So very,
Okay.
very good. Nice, nicely done.
That's another one of those films. Like, find me somebody who has seen that that doesn't like it.
That's right. All right, let's spin the wheel for your final one. Okay, the 2022 film Women Talking.
Nobody saw this. 76%.
90.
Good. There's not enough people saw it, so at least the right people ranked it. 8.6.
Actually, 6.9.
Ew. That's mean.
What can I tell you? It's the way these things work. All right. So, Lisa, would you like for one final time to tell people where they can find you?
Yes, so you can find me on back episodes on rabbitholepodcasts.com. You can check out Pictures and Conversations, a Rabbit Hole Podcast book club. You can check out Fit for a King, a podcast that I started co-hosting with Jason Soto, and he has moved on to a new co-host because of my unavailability, something like that, because of my grad classes. And we're watching a lot of movies that Stephen King has said you should see. So it's a nice way to tag on to the end of this particular film that comes from a Stephen King work. Now you can go check out Fit for a King and watch films that he thinks you should watch outside of his own work.
All right, excellent. And finding me is very simple. Just do a quick search for Movie Around Minute. You can find me on Facebook, you can find me on Twitter, you can find me on Instagram. You can find me on my website, moviearoundminute.com. And if you want to send me an email, you can send it to moviearoundminute@movierob.net. So, Lisa, thank you very much for joining me once again. This has been a very fun week talking to you about all these strange things that have been happening in Shawshank.
I love it. I love hanging out with you, Rob. It's always a fun
Yeah,
time. We get some good stuff to yap
that we
about.
do, that we do. So thank you very much, and hopefully you will come back again in the future if I stay away from
Absolutely.
World War II movies. I know that, but
And no, war movies in general. It doesn't just have to be World War II. Unless you watch Apocalypse Now, but that would be a really long
that's already
flight.
been done. So
Ah, fair enough.
you should go seek that out. Tierney will be very happy if you go and listen to that. Yeah, she did it a few years ago.
Maybe I'll assign it for my kids.
But listen to the podcast. Oh, well. So you
Yeah.
should assign them listening to Shawshank.
I should, but I'm not teaching it currently,
Well,
so.
maybe next
But
year.
I can
Maybe next
certainly
year.
plug it. There you go. See, maybe I'll bring
There
it
you go.
back.
All right. So thank you very much. I will be back on a Monday. So everyone have a great weekend. But until then, get busy living.
Or get busy dying.